Well, good afternoon, everyone. Happy International Women's Day. Today is March 8th. It is Friday. Hallelujah. What a better way to celebrate being a woman, but having it on a Friday as well and going into this marvelous weekend. I hope this finds you well. I didn't come on midweek. I've had a lot of personal things going on, so I'm going to apologize right off the bat. It's just been a little crazy. I've had some doctor's appointments. Everything is fine. Just some women stuff going on. So just a lot of things I had to wrap my head around. Some of my goals have taken a shift in different directions. So that has made me back up and have to punt. I've been doing a lot of journaling, a lot of thinking, a lot of goal, writing and where my next few months are going to go. And all that stuff. And as time gets closer, I'll share some of it. Right now, I can't share a lot of it because some things I just have to keep to myself for right now. Everything is good, but, maybe you're in the same boat. So that is kind of where I'm putting it out today. Maybe you're in the same boat. Maybe things, you had things strategized, you had things going, all your goals were kind of aligned, and then bam, that's happened to me. My doctor appointment has brought in a lot of questions to the surface on things that I should go forward with. Do I want to go forward with in my menopause journey? So I've been just putting a lot of visual out there, like, should I do it? Shouldn't I do it? What are the benefits? What aren't the benefits? No one can make these decisions but myself. I mean, I've got a great support system. I don't share it a lot with a lot of people unless they ask, although going forward, I will be talking a lot about menopause because and perimenopause because I do feel like the world needs to know more about it. I think it's coming out, but I think there needs to be more talk around it for women, especially my younger friends that aren't even close to going through it, but will soon be going through the journey. So hold on, buttercup, because it's a bumpy ride. That's all I have to say. Some of my personal goals have been set back. And again, once I have a clearer vision on what I'm doing and where I'm going with it, I would definitely share it. I'm still working like a dog on all my personal goals. Just they may not happen when I think they're going to happen or when I thought they were going to happen. So maybe you're really in the same boat as I am. So I just kind of want to talk about that. Like, what do we do when our journey, our goals, whatever you want to call it, you know, your road that you're going down, your path, has a lot of bumps to it. What do you do? Well, this is kind of what I've been doing. And again, it's not all about me, but I can only offer what I'm doing because that is just who I am. I like to give you guys tangible things on what kind of works for me. Maybe it'll work for you. Maybe it won't. We're all individual, but I have personally been journaling a lot lately. I've been writing a lot of my feelings down, a lot of my thoughts about my woman journey, about, like, do I want to start hormones? Don't I want to? All of that stuff. What are the benefits? What aren't the benefits? I feel like once I write about it, it kind of gets it down. And I, you know, I can write about it several times in a week. My point of views change, or I might read something and it might trigger something else for that thought process or whatever. So I do encourage you guys to write as much as you can. Some of my personal goals have been bumped. We'll call it bumped. I'm not where I thought I would be or where I'd like to be. So do I work harder because I've been working my ass off? Nope. Yes, I do work harder. I put my nose to the grind and I can work even harder. I'm not saying that I haven't worked hard enough, but there's always room for improvement. There's always room for tweaking. End of story. That doesn't mean that you haven't put 100% into your goals or into your journey or whatever you're doing. It just means that sometimes you need to switch things. You need to do things differently. You need to, you know, in a health journey, sometimes you need to eat more food, eat less food. everything is just, we'll call it weather dependent. You know, everything is just dependent on what's going on and what the situation is and where your body is and your hormones. Are you getting enough sleep? Are you drinking enough water? Are you getting enough supplements? You know, it just all lines up together. And sometimes when things don't line up, we just get so freaking frustrated, don't we? It's like, God darn it, why can't, you know, I'm doing all the work, I'm eating well, I'm getting enough sleep. You know, why is everything not lining up? Well, there's usually something along the way. So sometimes we need to write about it. Sometimes we need to sit down and visualize about it. Maybe we haven't put ourselves in that spot enough to actually see it, taste it, touch it in our visual. Whatever works for you. You know, we're getting into spring. A lot of us have health journeys that we're working on. You know, maybe it's you want to look a certain way in your bathing suit. Maybe you just want your jeans to fit you a little bit better. Maybe you want to figure out how to get more sleep. Maybe you're trying to figure out how to get more steps in your day. Whatever it is, just remember, you're doing an amazing job. But sometimes by writing about it, we can back up and just say, oh, you know, really, on Tuesdays, I'm not getting enough steps because I'm behind the desk a lot. So maybe I need to go out for a 10-minute walk on my 15-minute break. I don't need 15 minutes to sit there and look at social media. So sometimes just by writing about it and thinking about it and visualizing about it, there are different ways. Some of the things I've been visualizing about is some things in my next chapter that's coming up. Like, where do I want to be? How am I going to get there? Where am I? My three steps. Where are you? Where do you want to go? And how are you going to get there? It's been a technique that I've used for years. It's what I learned when I first started doing hair, about color and haircuts and just everything in general in the beauty world. Where are you? Where do you want to go? And how are we going to get there? What are the steps? Because everything in life requires steps, some big steps, some small steps, you know, some jumps, some skipping, some, you know, hurdles, whatever. So maybe, I don't know, I'm just putting it out there. This is my podcast for the week, just about feeling like, my personal goals, can I work any harder? Have I worked hard enough? You know, like, why are all these things coming against me? It doesn't feel like that they're lining up, when in fact, sometimes they are lining up, but we just don't see it. We want what we want now. We're not patient. We don't want to, you know, we don't want to wait for the goods. Maybe your relationship with someone, you're like, you've been working really, really hard on it. But it's not quite where you want it to be. Maybe you're dating someone new and, you know, it's been 3 months and you thought maybe, you know, I don't know, maybe you'd make it to first base or second base, or maybe it's just not where you thought it would be. You know, do we keep going? Do we say maybe this isn't for us? I don't know. That's all individual. But I know personally, a way for me to figure that out is to write about it, to think about it. I do visual work. And when I do visual work, I sometimes write down my visions. I sometimes write down how I'm feeling about this certain goal, about this certain relationship. You know, do I want to invest more time and energy into it? Is it that important to me? I mean, does it still align with my other goals? Is it obtainable? I mean, if you're trying to lose, you know, 50 pounds in 2 months, is that really obtainable? You know, I don't know. I mean, everyone's different. So maybe it is for you. I know for me, it definitely would not be. Maybe that relationship isn't just, maybe when you sit down and write about it and think about it and visualize about it, maybe you're putting way more into it than what you really should be. I know for me, in the past, I've put a lot of time and energy into certain relationships and they didn't mirror me. And it's not always about getting, let me be very clear, because a lot of times, especially because I'm a giver, sometimes you give more than you receive. And sometimes that is just the way it is. So, end of story. But if you're looking for a relationship to mirror you and it just isn't, and you're trying to make that happen, then yeah, it's time to back up and punt. Time to back up and just kind of look at what's shaking, what's going down, why is this not jiving with you? Sometimes I feel that for me personally, and I don't know why, maybe because I feel like, this week has been like kind of a weird week. I feel like a lot of people are in transition, and like a lot of people that I've talked to have just been like, I don't know, I don't, it just like in and out, wishy-washy, about their feelings, about like, especially like with voting this past week. I try not to talk politics too much at work, but there was just a lot of this uncertainty. And I always tell people, you don't have to have a journal. Just write it down on a piece of paper. Write down the pros and cons of who you're going to vote for and why you're going to vote for them. And, is it, I mean, yes, it is important. Everyone needs to vote. It's our right as women on an International Women's Day. We are given that right to vote. So hopefully you did vote. I don't care who you vote for, as long as you vote. And I make that very clear. I say that all the time. But my advice to a lot of women is write down the pros and cons of each person and then go from there. I mean, if who you're voting for the most part, align, well, not for the most part, that sounded like very contradicting. Because sometimes there's just not a perfect match in the candidate world. But anyways, I don't want to spend too much time on this, but sometimes, if sometimes one candidate has like six morals that stick out to you more than four morals from the other person. So sometimes you just have to make the best vote that goes with what aligns you in that day and that moment. But sometimes just by writing it down, it kind of makes it clear. Just like the relationship that's not fostering you. Maybe it's something that you're not giving. Maybe it's something that you're wanting to receive, but just isn't a realistic expectation of that person that you're wanting to receive it from. So, where I'm going with this is journaling has been a big talk this week in my world. And I don't know, maybe because I'm journaling a lot more again, just about my feelings and just taking time about my goals and why I'm having setbacks or what my next chapter is and how I'm going to do that, where how am I going to get there. So I don't know, maybe you're in the same boat as I am. Maybe things aren't coming fast enough for you, or maybe things are coming too fast for you and you're like, "Holy fuck, I need to back up and punt here. All these things are coming onto my plate and I don't know where to put them." So, which is a wonderful thing for the most part, but sometimes you're feeling overwhelmed and like, "Holy cow. Maybe this relationship is going a lot faster than what you anticipated." So maybe you just need to back up and punt and say to yourself and write to yourself like, "Hey, I'm going to just use my name. Hey, Veronica, you know what? I think you need to back up and just, take a breath here. Take a week off from just trying to figure out this relationship. Just write about it. Put all your feelers out there. Visualize about it." But that doesn't mean you have to act on everything. Write down the pros and cons of this relationship and how you're feeling or your next chapter. Like, where do you really want to be? In 5 years from now, let's talk about the big life picture. Maybe you write down like where you really want to be yourself, not husband, not anyone else, just yourself. Where does Veronica want to be in 5 years? What do you want to have established? I only, this is not, I'm using this hypothetically. I only want to work 2 days. I want to work 9 to 5 on those 2 days. I want to have 2 days with my grandbaby so I can go to the park and play with them and do all those things. I want to make sure that this year I'm not stressed out at the holidays, so I'm going to do everything in my power to start my Christmas shopping early. Just putting that out there because it's coming to my mind. This year I'm going to go to the beach 1 day a week. I'm going to pick the sunniest day on the, on the days, the 2 days I'm not working, and I'm going to go to the beach. So maybe just by having this all down, then you can make your master list of the summer or the spring and be like, "Okay, I'm gonna do a vegetable garden like I've never done before. I'm gonna put all my energy into it because it's important to me, because I'm gonna put up all my food so all winter we can eat canned goods, that I've put up or frozen vegetables or whatever. Just writing about it, getting it out there, making a plan, making a strategy, seeing that it's obtainable, seeing that it's realistic, seeing that it's not unrealistic. And if it is unrealistic, then you know what? Let's back up and punt, because you can't always predict that the soil is going to be, you know, you're going to have the garden of the century. So you know what? You work with what you have, but then you say to yourself, okay, well, if my butternut squash doesn't come in, then I'm going to go to Farmer Brown and I'm just going to buy enough to get me through the winter, because I know that if I buy it now, it's going to be cheaper and he's going to benefit and I know where my food's coming from. I'll feel good about that. So without going off to the left field here, that is just some of the stuff that I've been working on. I have been working on a lot of writing, a lot about where I want to go, why I want to do this. Remembering writing down my whys, why it's important to me, why this would impact me in a positive manner, why this relationship is for me or isn't for me, the whole nine yards. So on this beautiful International Women's Day, I come to you to tell you that you are an amazing woman. You're beautiful, you're amazing, you're smart, you're vivacious, you're just, the words are just, you're fucking amazing. You're beautiful. Just remember all that. If you do nothing else, remember that today. And then tomorrow we can talk about everything that I just talked about in this lovely podcast. So anyways, this is just kind of like coming on here. These are just my thoughts about journaling and goals going forward. And hopefully next week and the week after, I'll be able to share a little bit more of my personal where I'm going and why I've had to back up and punt. I just wanted to come on here and just remind you guys to keep doing the work, because you know what? It doesn't feel like you're making progress. You may be backing up and having to punt. That path might be really fucking long, longer than you thought. There might be a fork in it. But you know what? Don't look back. Keep looking forward, because the past doesn't matter. Yesterday doesn't matter. Live for today. Live for this moment. Do the best you can. Know what you know and just get it done. So everyone, have a beautiful weekend. Enjoy this International Women's Day. Be proud that you're a woman. And I hope you did vote. I don't know. Just putting that out there. I know a lot of people didn't vote, so I'm not trying to give them too much shit about it. But I do believe that as women, we're given this right, because, you know, I don't know what year a woman was actually able to vote. Someone probably could tell me that. But anyways, till we meet again next week, everyone.